Day 3 in Baghdad. Market prices rising as rumors spread. Grain up 40%, salt nearly doubled in price.
People know something's coming, even if the caliph denies it.
Common pattern before sieges. Civilian awareness often precedes official acknowledgement.
There you are. Scouts have returned with news. The Mongol army has been sighted, less than a week's march away.
Has the caliph made any official announcement?
He claims they only seek tribute and negotiations will succeed. But I've heard their army stretches to the horizon. They say hundreds of thousands.
Mr. Yusuf, if you believe this, why stay? Take your family and flee while you can.
It's not easy, stranger. My work is here, my manuscripts, my instruments, a lifetime of research.
What if you could save some of it? People are already leaving the city, taking valuables if you...
Layla, we need to speak. This is a direct violation of protocol. You're suggesting active interference.
I'm suggesting we allow this man to make a choice others in his position historically made. Some manuscripts survived, Thomas. That's documented.
Your personal connection is clouding your judgment.
And your rigidity is blinding you to the purpose of our work. We're not just here to watch people die.
Sometimes that's exactly what we're here to do.
Yusuf, would you show us the city's defenses? For our academic understanding.
Yes, of course. The Western Wall offers the best view. The walls are strong, but not designed to withstand the siege engines the Mongols possess. And here, by the river gate, is our weakest point.
If they divert the river,
the foundations could be undermined. I've tried telling the Caliph's engineers, but they won't listen to a mere scholar.
I'm picking up significant movements 30 miles east, probably their advance force.
Yusuf, if someone wanted to remove manuscripts from the House of Wisdom, hypothetically, what obstacles would they face?
The Caliph has forbidden removing any state treasures, including manuscripts. There are guards. But with the right authorization, or during the night watch when fewer guards are present.
This line of questioning is inappropriate.
Do you have family here?
I have a daughter, Fatima, 14 years old, too smart for her own good. She helps me with some of my calculations. What is this?
A merchant caravan has arrived. They were attacked on the Eastern Road.
Oh, no.
Looks like the Mongols are closer than we thought.
They say the Mongols have already taken Arbil and killed everyone.
Nonsense. The Caliph will protect us. Baghdad cannot fall.
Don't be a fool. The Caliph can barely protect his own palace, let alone the city.
Typical human response to impending disaster. Denial is powerful.
I've identified the key texts we should prioritize for documentation. Medical, astronomical, mathematical works that won't be rediscovered for centuries.
Good. We'll work through the night if necessary.
Attention! By order of Caliph al-Mustasim, all scholars are to attend an address in the palace courtyard immediately.
Should we go?
Yes. Historical accounts of the Caliph's behavior in these final days are fragmentary at best.
Loyal subjects, I address you to dispel the poisonous rumors infecting our great city. Yes, the Mongol barbarian Hulagu approaches with his army, but Baghdad has stood for 500 years. Our walls are impregnable. I have sent envoys to remind the Khan that all the might of Islam will rise against him should he dare attack the City of Peace. He is not so foolish as to incur such wrath.
He actually believes they'll turn back?
Furthermore, I forbid any removal of treasures, manuscripts, or valuables from the city. Such actions show lack of faith in Allah's protection and will be punished accordingly. That is all.
Allah's protection. Ah, as if God shields those who refuse to shield themselves.
Father, finally found you.
Fatima.
I completed the star charts you asked for. Who are these people?
They are scholars from Damascus. This is Layla, Thomas, Zainab, and Marcus.
We've come at a strange time. Are you here to help us against the Mongols?
We're here to learn.
Here to learn? During a siege?
Smart kid.
Your daughter should be very proud of her astronomical work.
You know about that? Father says women astronomers were common in ancient Babylon. That we're returning to old traditions, not creating new ones.
Fatima speaks too freely.
It's refreshing.
We should return to our quarters, process our observations for today.
Mr. Yusuf, would you and Fatima join us for evening meal tomorrow? We'd like to learn more about your work.
Of course. Thank you.
Data processing complete for today. We've documented approximately 7% of the House of Wisdom's contents.
Not enough. We need to expand our efforts.
I've been thinking about Yusuf and Fatima. We know the Mongols will kill any scholars who remain.
We don't know that they specifically will die. And even if we did, we cannot interfere.
They're people, Thomas. Not just entries in a database.
Our mission
is to document. But the parameters never specified what happens to individuals we interact with.
Don't play word games, Layla. You know the protocols.
Do I? Because I recall that Time Directive 15 specifically states, temporal observers may not interfere with documented large-scale historical events. It says nothing about individual fates.
That's a dangerous interpretation.
But not technically incorrect. If Yusuf and his daughter were to leave Baghdad...
This is exactly why personal attachment is forbidden. You've known these people for 3 days, for God's sake.
Long enough to know they don't deserve to die.
No one deserves to die, but history doesn't care about deserving.
I've made my decision. We continue documentation at accelerated pace, and I will not prevent Yusuf from saving himself and his daughter if he chooses to do so.
I'll report this when we return.
Do what you feel is right, Thomas, as will I.